Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Donald Trump wants to sell me a watch that he says is prettier and fancier than anything Rolex offers. He's also hawking a set of Donald Trump trading cards, except that Trump's cards feature, in his words, quote, my beautiful face, end quote. He quickly clarified that he was only kidding about the beautiful face part. Well, one would hope. By way of contrast, Kamala Harris wants me to buy a sticker. I assume it features her face. I'm informed that if I send the Harris campaign some money, it doesn't matter how much, they'll send me a sticker. I don't know if it's suitable for framing or suitable for the bumper of my car, but I think I'll pass. As for the glittering watches in the Trump collection, one of which goes for a cool $100,000, I also won't be springing for one of those. How badly do you need to know the big hands on the 12 and the little hands on the 5? Man, $100,000 would buy a lot of bumper stickers. Supposedly, they're only making 147 of these elite watches. If they sell out, that's $14.7 million in the Trump campaign's deep pockets, which Trump would no doubt burn through by noon. Donald Trump is determined that running for president should at least be lucrative, even if one loses. He's also selling coins he himself designed. They're described as limited edition silver medallions, and you can own one for $100. I assume it's limited edition only until they run out. Then they'll no doubt make more. Cash and credit cards only, I assume. Coins and watches are only part of the deal. You can also buy Trump Bibles, MAGA hats, and even his own line of sneakers. The shoes, which Trump began promoting earlier this year, are called Never Surrender High Tops, and they are described as, quote, bold, gold, and tough, end quote. They're $400. Maybe you can just buy one shoe for $200 and use it as a planter. And I can't forget the latest product to hit the Trump shelves, a pair of Timberland-style boots, although I suspect the closest he's ever come to a hiking trail was when his helicopter flew over Central Park. Only 2,000 pairs were made. Again, limit the supply and boost the demand, right? I remember that nugget of wisdom, and nothing else, by the way, from Economics 101 in college. The former president even affixed his signature to 8 pairs of the boots. Imagine finding a pair of signed Trump boots at Foot Locker. What's next, Carhartt pants with the number 47 stitched on the back pockets? Put all this together and it's like Spencer's gifts at the mall, except it's all Trump stuff. I'll acknowledge I'm picking on Donald Trump here because, well, watches, coins, sneakers, hiking boots? It just invites cynicism. The man is first and foremost a businessman, and despite his bankruptcies, he knows how to make a buck. You have to feel a little bad for Kamala Harris. Like most vice presidents who run for the presidency, she has nothing to sell but stickers, photo ops, and handshakes, which technically are free, I suppose, but they'll expect you to whip out your checkbook before you get in line. So beware, the next month is going to be a bumpy ride. If you're not careful, it could also be quite expensive, unless you're okay with a sticker.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.